Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. I gotta say, we live in a world that's constantly buzzing, right? Notifications pinging, emails flooding in, deadlines looming. It can feel like our minds are on overdrive 24/7. Ever find yourself wishing for just a little bit of calm amidst the chaos? That feeling of peace, you know, the kind that settles deep within and lets you truly breathe? Well, today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful. Finding inner peace right here, right now, in the midst of all the madness. Because trust me, it's not about escaping reality, it's about mastering it. We're going to unlock some practical tips and strategies that can help you quiet the mental chatter and tap into that wellspring of serenity within. Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started. Number 1. Mindfulness, my friends, is your secret weapon. Seriously, this isn't just some trendy buzzword. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of your breath, even the taste of your morning coffee. It's all about grounding yourself in the here and now, instead of getting swept away by thoughts of the past or worries about the future. Speaking of worries, let's talk about that second takeaway. Challenging negative thoughts. We all have them, right? Those pesky voices that tell us we're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. But here's the thing. Those voices aren't always telling the truth. Learn to recognize those negative thought patterns and gently challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, you'll find that those thoughts are just illusions, holding you back from your full potential. Number 3. Cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but seriously, taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. Maybe it's a warm bed, a delicious meal, or even just a kind word from a stranger. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, gratitude naturally blossoms and brings a sense of contentment. Now, let's talk about self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are definitely nice. Self-care is about nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Make time for activities that truly nourish you. Exercise, read a good book, spend time in nature, connect with loved ones. And finally, the 5th key takeaway. Be kind to yourself. This one's huge. We're often our own harshest critics. We put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, but guess what? Nobody is perfect. Learn to accept your imperfections, celebrate your successes, and treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a dear friend. Think about that time when you were completely absorbed in an activity, maybe playing music, painting, building something, or even just having a deep conversation with someone. You probably noticed how time seemed to melt away, right? That's because you were fully present, your mind focused on the task at hand. That feeling of immersion, that sense of flow, it's incredibly powerful and can be cultivated in everyday life. Imagine walking through a park, really paying attention to the rustling leaves, the chirping birds, the scent of flowers in the air. Or savor your morning cup of coffee, noticing the aroma, the taste, the warmth of the mug in your hand. By bringing our full attention to these simple moments, we create pockets of peace within our day, breaking free from the constant mental chatter. It's like pressing pause on the chaos and allowing ourselves to truly be present. So remember, finding inner peace isn't about achieving some lofty state of perfection. It's about cultivating a sense of calm and contentment in the midst of life's ups and downs. It's about choosing to focus on what matters, appreciating the little things, and treating yourself with kindness. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you found these tips helpful. Remember, even small steps can make a big difference. Now, go out there and practice those mindfulness techniques, challenge those negative thoughts, and cultivate a little more gratitude in your day. You got this. Don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Cure so you don't miss any future episodes packed with real talk and strategies for conquering your mind. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace. You deserve it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.